This is Indie Book Publishing. Indie Book Publishing is a show about new books and the authors who wrote them. It's an opportunity for prospective readers to hear directly from the writers, to hear what inspired them to write and publish, and to hear all the inside details about their books. And now, Indie Book Publishing.
Greetings for Life Rich Publications. This is J. Douglas Barker. The book is titled Moments in Time. And speaking on behalf of the author is my guest, Rindy Pullman. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Jay.
This is a book that your grandmother, if I understand this correctly, was the actual author of this. It's a little over, I think it's over 200 pages. It's a very interesting idea to write a 242-page book. And I want to ask about your grandmother. Did you or does she have other books that she's written, or is this something that's a fresh publication for her?
Well, this is her first to be publicly published. She self-published and handed out to our family several other stories that I hope someday to have published to the public.
Wonderful.
There's some interesting ideas that she's had. She's always been a storyteller and good at it. So I'm proud that she was able to get one of her stories out there and make it available to the public.
Fabulous. And for clarification, the author's name is Judy Drake Brigman. This is a book of, again, almost 250 pages, not quite. And it's described like this. Edith's husband, Emile, has been locking the door to his library. He's a coin collector, spending long, secluded hours alone into the night. And that begins the dialogue and the story. Where did the idea come from? Do you recall or do you know?
Yes, I do. My grandmother was actually gifted a Roman coin by a member of their church years ago. And as soon as she received that, she said she started to wonder, you know, who may have owned this coin. You know, it was struck in 29 AD, so it could have had quite a journey. And as she started to think about the journey of the coin, this story just was kind of born into her mind, and she started to put something together. And so it's actually a little bit sentimental for her. It actually came from a coin that she actually had in her possession.
That's incredible. The coin, I would think, besides a sentimental value, may have some actual intrinsic value as a collectible as well. The story, how would you describe it? Is it just the conversations and dialogue between the two main characters, or is there some adventure and maybe some mystery involved in this?
Oh, there absolutely is the thrill of a mystery. The book involves time travel, with the coin being the, the tool that takes the characters back in time. And the husband and wife actually have separate experiences with going back into the life and time of Christ in places where in the scriptures we see coins as part of the biblical narrative. And so they get to visit these points in time. And in those experiences, you know, there's just this thrill of their faith growing from becoming one that's more practical and traditional into something that comes alive. And they come alive to the idea of grace and what Christ really means to the believer in modern times. And so it's very, got a lot of mystery to it, but also just the thrill of adventure as well.
And Life Rich really is an inspirational publisher as such. This book then is full of those types of inspirational moments. Do you think it's preachy, or is this, who's your audience? Is your audience really those who just love a good story, or how would you describe it?
This appeals to anyone who's ever wondered what it may be like to live in a different era, but also appealing to those who may want to know more, who may be faith-seeking, need spiritual inspiration, or who just enjoy a good adventure, you know, about time travel and historical narrative. This really brings a lot of that to the table as well for those who are seekers or adventure thrill seekers, inspirational seekers, those who want to know more about the Lord as well. So.
Well, your contribution as assisting your grandmother in getting this into publication, did you also contribute any of the research, or was there any research into the historical documents or historical aspects of the book?
Yes, the author did a lot of research into not only the scriptures, but also just coin collecting in general and Roman coins and things like that as well. I didn't personally participate in that aspect. I just did a little bit of editing and helped link her to the publisher with LifeRich and did a lot of the negotiating. But all of this is the work of the author, and I think she did a really great job.
Well, fabulous. And Judy, the author, how long did it take her to complete these 242 pages of adventure? And how did she go about it? I mean, was it something she wrote from outline or just from inspirational thought?
I believe that the story is that she had this idea years ago, and so probably over the course of a decade, the story was just born in her mind, and she sat down at her computer one day and typed a little bit of her thoughts onto the paper, and it just flowed from there. But she read it to all of us, read it to my peepaw, and they would look through the scriptures together and continue to build and expound this idea that was in her heart, and she worked on it for at least a decade before we started looking for a publisher. So it was well thought out.
She has written other things, as you've mentioned, and told stories all of her life. Does she keep a journal by any chance? Some writers do keep journals and refer back to them to get maybe some updates for their stories. Is she that type of an author, or is she just one that just is a creative?
I would say she's a creative. I'm not 100% sure on the aspect of keeping a journal, but there's the scripture talks about the Lord's mother, Mary, that she kept these things and pondered them in her heart. And that's the way that I believe the author, Judy, really holds these stories into her heart. And that's where the main part of those things are formed. And then they just flow out of her heart onto the paper, or just to us if the story's coming just orally. I think that's really how that comes to be, less about writing those things down, more about holding them. It just comes from who she is, as a person.
Now, Judy, as you are describing her, would you consider her to be a inspirational type of grandmother, or is she one of those stern, do it this way or else kind of persons?
Oh, Jay, you're going to get me emotional here talking about one of the most incredible women I know. I would absolutely say that you're talking about a woman of faith. This story in particular, as well as the other one she's told me all of her life, come from, like I said, who she is and experiences that she herself. In fact, the character Edith, when I read the finished copy, I really saw a lot of the author in that one of the main characters and felt that was who she was most connecting with personally as she was writing. I know that the author really worked out her own faith and salvation, especially when it comes to grace, over the course of her entire life, and that it has been a really personal journey for her. And so a lot of Edith's character really comes from who Judy is as a person. And Edith's faith walk is really a metaphor, I think, for Judy's faith walk and just where she's come from and getting to know what Jesus means to her. And what he did for her and pulling her from a place of, as I said, working out a religious faith for it to become real and active and personal. And so I just really think that Judy is Edith. and Edith is Judy, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
I've never asked her. That's just my interpretation after reading the story for myself.
Well, since she's not here, we can talk about her behind her back. It's not a big deal. Now, what part of the country did she grow up in, and was there an inspirational element to her upbringing?
Yes. Judy was born in Dolomite, Alabama, which is an outlier neighborhood for Birmingham,
mm-hmm.
Where she met my grandfather and they were teenagers. They actually eloped when she was 16, so I'm going to tell on her. And they became ministers at a young age and were pastors all of my life. My father is their middle son. He and his older brother are pastors, and I'm a pastor now as well. So when you ask me if their lives were inspirational, I have to say absolutely. I would not be who I am without them being who they were. And certainly Judy has inspired that. And I think that her home life and her upbringing growing up in the home of two Sunday school teachers really shaped her faith and from a very young age. And as I said, there's been this transition, though, in the life of Judy from a religious, traditional view of God to living like a more modern, active faith and it becoming real and alive, which is what I experienced because of her journey and what she walked through. And this story really just brings home that entire experience and made it even more real for her grandchildren. And I hope for other people who will read this story someday.
Sounds great. That's one thing that's very vital in life living is to live out your faith. And I'm just honored that you have and honored on your behalf that you have a grandparent who is certainly living what they talk about. And that sounds like that's the case with Judy. The book itself, you mentioned it's an adventure and mystery. Was there any action scenes in here? I don't think there would be any overt love story. Is there? Or is it really in the surface?
Oh, yes. it has a romantic aspect. There's actually a scene that's described in the book where Emil wants to renew his vows with Edith. There's some like trouble in their marriage in the early part of the story. And he wants to literally use the coin to go back in time and have this experience of renewing their vows at the wedding where Jesus turned the water to wine in Cana. And, but things don't go as planned. And so it just creates some more adventure there. And then for action, I don't know there's much sword fighting and swashbuckling type things in this story, but certainly plenty of action, and there's just an aspect to the story that continues to pull you along about, you know, well, what's going to happen next for these characters. So much of the book is an element of surprise because you don't know what's going to happen next or where the coin's going to take them next because they don't have control over that. It just happens suddenly. Ooh. And so it just really kind of pulls you in to see, you know, well, what are they going to experience next and how is that going to affect the characters? And so the plot really just clicks along at a brisk pace, which is really enjoyable.
And you would say a younger person, maybe a young teen, would they be able to enjoy the storyline as well as the older generation that may pick this up?
Yes, I think so. The author certainly has a way of making things simple. It's definitely easy read. It's not going to be super challenging, which I think, you know, adds to the pleasure of the story that it flows along so easily. Judy just has a way with words, if you will. And I think that the young teenager, as young as, you know, 13, maybe even 12, could enjoy the story. But the older generation may enjoy it. As well as the characters are grandparents. The story mentions their son and his wife and their young children are active participants in the story. So I believe this could be enjoyed across generations. Anyone who enjoys just a really good story, I think, could pick up moments in time and find pleasure in it.
So. Fantastic. The title again is Moments in Time. The author, if you're doing a search online, you can find this book and maybe something that may be released in the future. The author, Judy Drake Brigman. And the commentator today who has joined me, the granddaughter, Rindy Pullman has been a part of today's program. Rindy, where do we get copies of this book?
Check out this book on Amazon. That you can just search Moments in Time, Judy Drake Brigman. It'll pop right up there. It's available in hardback, paperback, and ebook if you prefer to read it digitally, as well as at Life Rich. You can go and find it there straight from the publisher as well.
Absolutely fabulous. I've enjoyed visiting with you and hearing about your grandmother. She sounds like a fabulous person. She was a little shy about talking to us in person, but hey, maybe next time we'll get to visit with her personally and grill her. Of course, she might not share the behind the scenes stuff like you have been able to do. So I do appreciate your doing that and sharing her story, her journey. And the title of this book again is Moments in Time, author Judy Drake Brigman. Rindy, thank you again for being a part of today's program.
Thank you for having me, Jay.
For Life Rich Publications, this is Jay Douglas Barker.
You've been listening to Indie Book Publishing. Join us again next week at noon Eastern.